Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Today, we start a series in forgiveness. And I find that this is a drastic and challenging subject for almost everybody I know. I know people who have the capacity, great capacity, to forgive. My wife is one of those people. Jenny has great capacity to forgive and move on. And honestly, I'm not sure I possess that. I'm one of those people that oftentimes forgiveness is a season, you know, and it takes time to help the healing process. But the scriptures are really clear about forgiveness. Over in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, this is what we start reading in verse 1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, so in other words, speaking to folks that are believers already, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. And when you skip down to verse 13, here's what really gets to the heart. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. In the beginning of this chapter, there's this thought of, we have been created into a new life that's far better than someone who hangs on to grudges and pettiness or, you know, hurts. And I would just say for all of us, let our time of meditation today be focused on how the Lord has forgiven us. When we remember and realize how the Lord has forgiven us for everything we have done, are doing, and are yet to do, I think it might be easier for us to extend that forgiveness onto folks that have forgiven us. There's two sides of forgiveness always. There's the one who gives, and there's the one who receives. Whichever you are today, let's go to the Lord in a time of meditation. Let's start with our breathing. You ready? Settle into quietude and solitude and let every muscle in your body get at ease. And let's step into a time of prayer. God, we're grateful that you have built everything in our restoration to forgive us. God, would you give us forgiving souls, forgiving hearts, forgiving minds, forgiving attitudes? And today, bring two things to the Lord that you know you need to ask him to forgive you of right now. Lord, today I am sorry for, will you forgive me for, and complete that. And then bring one thing to the Lord that you know you need courage and wisdom to deal with in something that maybe you need to forgive or someone that you need to offer forgiveness to. Be specific and ask the Lord for specific direction and how to deal with that. And now let me give you a few moments of quietude where honestly you can just sit there and focused intently and be sure that you are in a place of solitude and quietude. Maybe it's earphones in an office or in the quiet of your home. Maybe you're in your car, but you pulled over to the side of the road for a moment. But take a couple of seconds and minutes and allow the Lord to speak to you in his proddings and nudgings and occasional shovings, but allow him to speak to you. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I know you enjoyed that time, and I want to encourage you to allow what the Lord has shared with you to take root in your soul today and put the receiving and the giving of forgiveness as one of those tasks that are easily accomplished as you walk in the love of Christ. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day two of forgiveness.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.